Today is Wednesday, September 11th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Make Your Bed Day. It's also Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance. And lastly, it's National Hot Cross Bun Day. I always make my bed, sometimes even in a hotel room. I will make my bed a lot of times in a hotel room because I like to keep my hotel rooms just as tidy as I would keep it at home. I don't like to come in and, you know, there'd be a big mess all over the floor, and it's not something that I'm comfortable with. I don't know if it's something that has happened as I've gotten older or if I've always been that way. I can't really remember. And also with making my bed, I can't really remember if that's something I always did or if it's something that just started, you know, since knowing Mark, for instance. Because Mark is very, he is very neat and clean. And so he always, he has a lot of routines. When I met him, he had a day when he would do his laundry. It was always on Sunday. He would do laundry. He would iron his shirts. He would iron t-shirts. He would iron jeans. Like every Sunday, he spent 2 or 3 hours just ironing and folding and putting things away and whatever. And he always made his bed and he was always very tidy. So he might have rubbed off on me, but I think I've always been fairly neat. I'm pretty sure I've always been fairly neat. But you should always make your bed because it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like you're ready for the day. There have even been books and things that have said, many, many sources have said that making your bed is one of those Atomic Habits is one of the books that mention, like, and I could be completely wrong, but I'm seeming to recall that. So anyway, back to the trip, we were talking about, I was listening to this with Daniel in the car yesterday because we both like to listen to podcasts while we're driving, and we were driving yesterday to see Joe Batance, and so he put on the Geeky Gay. Oh, there I go, Daniel. It's Geeky Gay. It's not the Geeky Gay. So anyway, he did that, and I can't remember. Anyway, we were listening to it, and I cannot remember what my point was, but we were listening to it. So there we go. And I mentioned, I mentioned the fact that I started talking about Disneyland that we did on Friday. And I knew Daniel was going to turn to me and say, we did not do Disneyland on Friday. So I said to him, I just want to let you know preemptively that I got this wrong, but I corrected myself. So anyway, we're moved on. So just to kind of cap off Friday, we did have dinner with Joe Batance. There was a little bit of drama there because Joe had thought he was going to come to California Adventure with us. But by the time we had hit 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and we had gone to the running pavilion conference, it was a hotel, banquet rooms with all this running stuff in it. We were tired and we were like, no, we're not going to go back. We're just going to have a nice dinner or whatever the case may be. So Joe had already booked his reservation for California Adventure. And apparently when you're a season pass holder, you get a ding if you make a reservation and you don't actually show up. And if you get 3 dings on your credit or whatever, you are suspended for a certain amount of time. And so he was like, I've got to go and just walk in the doors. So he called me and said, hey, would you go with me so that I'll park in the Uber lot? And I feel uncomfortable breaking any sort of rules, even if they're just not hard and fast rules, but more of a societal, like conventional rules, you know? And so I was like, okay, you know, I'll do it, but I get nervous. So he parks in the Uber/Lyft parking lot and goes in. I'm sitting in there for, I don't know, it feels like forever. Probably, it was less than a half an hour, but maybe 20 minutes, 15, between 15 minutes and a half an hour. It felt like 3 hours. Because I was looking at this Disney security guard eyeing me like, why are you sitting in the passenger? Where's your driver? You know, because this is an Uber slash Lyft lot. And I'm like, and maybe that, you know, maybe an Uber driver slash Lyft driver might sit there and say, hey, I need to go pee real quick. I'm just going to run to the bathroom. But anyway, I was feeling kind of self-conscious. Joe comes back, though, finally, because security line was long for some reason. It was probably all the runners who had taken a nap, and they're like, we're going to do the evening. So then we went and had tacos, and I was so stingy. I have a problem sharing food. If it's food that is clearly meant like an appetizer, I'm no problem sharing that. Although when Mark and I eat appetizers, we count the number of items and he will get half and I will get half. It's almost subconscious. It's not like we go, okay, you're getting three, I'm getting three. But we will say, how many do you have left? You know, if we can't remember. But I just don't, I don't know. I'm not a good sharer. And also when I'm always counting calories, when I'm on a vacation, I'm not counting calories. But when I'm counting calories, I will give myself the exact portion that I'm able to eat. And then if someone eats food off my plate or something, I feel like, oh, I've lost that. I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm not going to go and re-weigh. I don't know how much what they took weighed. And so it takes away from my calories for the day. I always hated it when my mom used to eat off my plate. I couldn't stand it. So I was kind of hoarding the chips and guacamole. That's all I'm going to say. We've talked about it on Throwing Down, which I think we're going to release on the Gay Mix feed as well. So I won't belabor it, but there you go. I hoarded the chips and guacamole because I thought it was a single order and I had gotten it in my head that that was part of my meal. So anyway, we hung out with Joe. Then we went back to the hotel, went to bed. And the next day, I may have ordered more food later. I was such a pig on Friday. I don't know why. But anyway, I was such a pig on Friday. And so on Saturday, we did have Disneyland. And I will tell you guys what rides. So we got up around the same time around. Daniel and Zach ran. I did not join them for the run because what I found is, when they run, the whole, oh, I'm going to be supportive, et cetera, is, it doesn't really work very well because you can't see them on the entire race because it's, I don't know, 6 miles or something. And so you have to sit in one place, which is the finish line. So at best, you're going to see them when they start. And then you're going to be sitting there for 2 hours or however long it takes, an hour and a half or whatever, doing nothing until they come back. And it starts at 5 in the morning. So I would be having to get up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock to go with them. I was like, nah. And Daniel said, you don't have to do that. And so I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stay in the hotel and get some sleep. So I got up around the same time. We left around 9:30. Made it to Disneyland. We did Guardians of the Galaxy, which I talked about. It's the old tower. It's called Mission Breakout, but it's the old Tower of Terror, except, like I said, it's better because, well, maybe the old Tower of Terror did the same thing, but it's better than those carnival rides and fair rides where you go up and then they drop you. Because this one, like, you go up a little ways, they drop you a little ways. You go up a little bit more, they drop you a little bit more. I mean, it's up and down and up and down. So it prolongs the ride a little bit. And they have videos, like these 3D-looking videos of the Guardians of the Galaxy characters and some story, some Mission Breakout story. They're trying to break someone out. I don't know, Rocket Raccoon or something. I don't know. We did Radiator Springs, which I talked about already. We did the Incredicoaster, which I also talked about already. No, this is California Adventure. Damn it. This is not. Now I'm getting so confused, guys, because I just typed in Disneyland rides. So I'm gonna have to do this again because I'm getting Disney rides list. Okay. I'm just repeating shit. We did Haunted Mansion, which I already talked about. We did Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, however you want to. And I like their Pirates of the Caribbean better than the one in Florida. because it's longer. There's more content. For some reason, the animatronics seemed better and more lifelike to me, but I'm not sure if that's really the case. I think we did Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, but I'm not remembering exactly. We did the Jungle Cruise. And I like the Jungle Cruise because I like the stupid jokes and I like the fake animals that they... I don't know why, but I like the fake animals that they have there. And we did... I'm trying to look and see what else we did. The Haunted Mansion was great, though. It was really good. So I don't know what else we did because Daniel and I went to Disneyland two different days. And so I'm trying to remember, like, which ride we did with Zach and which rides we did without Zach, but I'm having trouble remembering. So anyway, we rode some rides. We walked around Disney. The castle is so small. It was the castle at Disneyland is like the size of my house, or at least it seems so. The trees are very large, but anyway, we had a good time. We walked around, and then we had a party on Saturday night. And it was at Nico's, and we weren't really sure. It was a photography party, but it was naked photos. We knew that. We were a little unclear on whether people attending the party were going to be naked or in various stages of undress, because Nico said, oh no, it's not a naked party. Joe Badance described it as a naked party. So we weren't really sure what to expect, but we got a lift and went to the party. We did have In-N-Out, which Zach was not impressed with, and then we headed out to the party, and there were some guys in various stages of undress. There was a guy wearing like a vest and a thong with a raccoon tail, and that was it. And he was handing out stickers, red, yellow, green, which I had only seen at like a sex party or something. But so we were really confused, but I got red because I'm in a monogamous relationship with Mark, and so I got red. But now I didn't see anyone having sex while I was there. I did sit down, and a guy who was completely naked sat next to me, so there is that. We had a good, the photos were good, and we were just there for a couple of hours. It was fun. Nothing nefarious occurred. Oh, Joe and his friend Christian met us as well, and so that was fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I ran out of music, but I'm not going to edit this. I'll see you later. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.